sorry, but I cannot keep my clothes on.
Where's the garbage?
No. Right there.
Oh, your Sharon's getting so good. Oh, there's a dog under my feet. I found him.
We were looking for him, and then suddenly his tail starts
That's
wagging.
Why he didn't come back, because he was right there. Oh, this one came.
There's the other one.
All the piglets are here.
I hope you can hear his tail on the episode. I think you can.
He's like a little metronome.
He is.
And you know what's so funny? When I sing to Guillermo, and I don't know if it's because I always clap like that when I sing to him, but his tail will do it at the exact
Start
same time.
Clapping.
Mama's a little stinky boy, teeny tiny mama boy, lovey, lovey mama boy, my stinky little baby boy.
His tail's not moving.
No. He stopped singing.
He's asleep.
I sang him to sleep.
You lullaby.
It's also so hot in here, you guys. It was like 80 degrees in Pittsburgh out of nowhere today.
After we had No, that's not him. That's the pig.
What the fuck?
That's the pig.
On you get.
Go. She's just hitting the mic stand.
Go on.
Oh, you're so sweet, though. Hot pig. Do you want a song, too?
Yeah, give her one.
Big pig, chunky pig, fat big pig. She's got a bald head on that hippo pig.
Yeah, she is a big hippo hippopotamus.
She is a big hippo pig, you guys. The songs for my dogs are very different. They both appreciate a different style of song.
They have different tastes in music. Yeah, Just because they're siblings doesn't mean they like the same kind of music. They like what they like. They're individuals.
Right. Guillermo likes baby music, and Ani likes pig music.
Yeah, because she's queen pig.
Yep.
She's queen pig. So,
by the way, who are you, babe?
Oh,
who are you?
Shit, I am not Anya or a pig, but I am Iana. Who are you?
I'm Andy. We're queens of reality TV.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm so excited to be talking about Charm School, Rock of Love.
I feel like we're getting through this very quickly.
I know,
it's
scary.
It's like when we record every week, we make our way through a show.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
And just so you know, I was looking up one of the next shows we're going to be doing that you aren't looking forward to.
Oh, great.
And it is...
Not
right
playing
now
anywhere
on HBO. You don't have it.
I know you're
but I'm gonna give it to you.
Give me your boyfriend's.
I'm gonna give you my boyfriend's password.
Yeah.
Speaking
I mean,
of
I want it on principle. Just
right.
Fuck up the
this
algorithm.
This is it, though. This is how you're gonna get it. All so right. It's a double-edged sword. You're gonna get HBO, but you're gonna have to watch the show that I'm gonna make you watch.
It's fair. You know what I watched because of you. Physical 100.
Physical 100.
I don't like it.
Why?
We watched like three episodes. I wasn't into it. It was just a bunch of absurdly gorgeous fit people being like, hello, wow, look at your physique. Wow, I didn't know you had that physique. Wow, look at you with all of your physique.
Or the introductions.
But yeah, there's 100 people. It takes too long. And then after I watched them do the hanging thing twice, I was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
So I might try
the
second
season. You didn't get to the death matches.
I got to nothing.
Skip the first two episodes and just go straight. Straight to the death matches.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just start there because then you don't have to go through all the introductions to people. That's because it is slow. Those episodes are slow, but it picks up.
I thought I needed to know who the characters were.
A lot of them will be eliminated, but you'll get to know the ones that are important each episode.
Okay.
For those of you who watch Physical 100, I love it.
I know.
It's so fucking amazing to watch these people. Like, in the first season, there's a episode where they have to move like a 6-ton ship or something that is, I mean, inhuman. And there's only like, you know, 6 of them on the team.
Jesus Christ.
So they each are moving a ton, essentially.
Jesus Christ.
And it is like just so incredible to watch. You know what I mean? And the teamwork and just like, you know, when they get it done, it's so fascinating. And
I am
curious. You celebrate in their victories. Like you really, once it gets down to that many, you really care, you know? They're hot.
They are very hot. I am curious to see the kind of breakdown of backgrounds because when they first introduced the first 100, it's like, a good percentage of them are bodybuilders. A good percentage of them are wrestlers.
MMA.
Yeah. So you start to see the categories.
Olympians. Yep.
Yes. And a lot of them are like losers.
Luge.
What do they call it? They call it something else. I can't remember.
Like bobsled people.
Yeah, but they call it something else. They have a different terminology.
Yeah, they've got a body, oddy, oddy.
Woo. Strong.
Yeah, strong and brave.
Yeah, lots of brave.
Yeah.
So anyway.
The death matches, by the way, cut him in half. Because it's 2 versus 2. So you go from 100 to 50.
Okay. And I do appreciate that.
I would
that.
Just start with the second season because in the second season, there's also like a cage version.
Okay.
The first one only had 2 levels. Like the MMA cage style over, like it's fucking intense.
It feels kind of crazy to put like a bodybuilder against a boxer though.
They get to pick.
Okay.
So like they, based on that hanging challenge they did.
Yeah.
whoever scored in the top 50 is the one who picks there. And it's kind of crazy because some of the guys go for like the biggest guy.
Sure, sure. I think
and then some of the biggest guys go for like a small girl.
Right.
And you're just like, wow, you came here to prove that you are the strongest person in the world and you're picking this fucking 112-pound girl.
Some strong-ass girls, though.
I know, but there are some strong-ass girls and some of them come out. And the second season's incredible. Okay. Give it a watch. Just skip the first couple.
All right, I'll just jump right in.
Also, the Babe Alerts in season two. Woo! Ma'am!
A lot of good looking people in the Koreas.
Whoa. And whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, mama. Whoa, mama.
Oh, my God.
Mama Sharon, help me.
Oh, my God. Well, Mrs. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And if you remember last week, we were promised a special guest this week.
Yeah. Were we? Oh, yeah. We were.
Yeah, we were. And it's a member of the royal family. And this is where we're going to learn rule number 4 of the commandments of the School of Charming.
My favorite so far, I must say.
Thou shalt not rock rude.
Wow.
Rude girls. They don't even try to make sense anymore. No. They're straight up just like, don't be
shitty.
Bad. What? So they tell the girls, hey, somebody's coming. She's real important. We're going to give you a list of rules about how to interact with her. Pay attention. Don't fuck up.
Also, they do an etiquette class. And there's only one thing I want to mention that I learned from this that was very shocking and upsetting to me.
What did you learn?
That you spoon soup away from you.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that. I'm bringing it closer to my mouth.
I'm just trying to kick up a stream because I don't know much about physics, but I figure if I get a circle
the waves
going
yeah, like towards a whisk, you, yeah.
then there's just wet on like my tongue.
Just be Grievoid and pull out a boba straw.
A straw, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like the big kind.
Away
that you,
from me. Away. You want me to throw soup at you?
That's what
tell
I'm
me
hearing.
Then. Just
attack
say,
with soup.
Throw soup at me.
Yes.
And I'll be like, pay me.
Pay me.
And I will.
I'll take my tots out. I'll spoon away from myself.
I'll use my tots. I'll tape spoons to my tots. I'll spoon them bitches.
Spoon them around.
Yeah.
Whisk the soup with tits.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently you're not supposed to do that.
No, but I was very offended by that. Like, I would have failed the etiquette class on the soup basis.
I mean, just as soon as you get to the idea that there's a right utensil.
Come on.
Listen, I have a little touch of something that makes the utensil I used to eat with very important. How it touches my teeth. If I have a fork who's
who's fronged,
if they're
fronged fork,
their frong is bent, I can't use it.
No, I don't like a fronged fork like that.
I will be honest, I have thrown away forks at restaurants.
Yes. I will throw this away
I
for
I will
you.
Put it under my stuff and put my tissue over it because that should not be in
you
a person's mouth.
You shouldn't be using that
unsafe
and giving that to people.
For people with sensitivities
also,
of the mouth.
If I want to eat my soup with the fronk, I will.
Yeah, but also, I just mean, like, don't give me these cheap forks.
Don't give me cheap forks. Don't tell me what utensil to use for what. I will use
it. Don't tell me what size.
I know.
God,
that's what I mean.
You're making me use a big fork. I want a dessert
fork. If I want a dessert fork for my salad, I will fucking do so.
It could take me all day. That's my prerogative, babe.
Yeah, it's what I want to do.
Tell me what to do.
I would have failed this class.
Yeah. I don't think we're doing good on this show in general.
No, in general, but this
is the
worst.
We have been separated 5 episodes ago, so.
That's true. Also, you have to pivot your walk while you like,
Shut the fuck up. You keep your legs closed.
They
you
do.
Just sit like a lady. Get fucked.
Suck
get
my fuck.
Clit. Yeah.
Smell my fart. Smell my booty. Boo hoo tea. So, Sharon says the guest is dinnering tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a member of the royal family. Her
good friend.
Great friend of mine.
Good friend of mine.
And her name is the Duchess of Bermingshire. Now, listen,
mm-hmm.
I am not one of those people who follows the royal family.
Yeah.
But immediately I would have called bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I know enough about the royal family to know.
Yes.
This doesn't sound like someone I've heard from the royal family.
Okay, but remember, 2007.
Yeah.
2007, not as much easy access to research
to media.
Something like this. And these people are not in a situation where they can check it.
That's true.
The point is, they've trusted Sharon.
That's true.
They have
why
no
would
reason
she lie?
To believe. We've already met these other celebrities on these other episodes. Sharon's from England. You don't know anything about
fucking
England.
Fucking member of the royal family coming to fucking LA to be on Charm School.
They just had Jeffrey Sebelius. What's the difference?
And Gilby Clark. Lacey.
Yeah, he fucking opened for her.
He opened for her band.
Yeah, he opened for Lacey specifically. The like Lacey a treasure chest.
Yeah. So we get 3 team captains that will be three teams of 3.
Right.
And you're going to entertain the Duchess of Bermingshire For like three different meals, right? So you have appetizers, main dish, and like tea and
dessert.
And the most charming team,
right,
collectively will be safe from being called down to the carpet.
But only the captain of that team is actually safe from expulsion.
Oh, really? I thought all three of them were safe.
No. The captain is fully safe from expulsion. Mm. That team will likely not be called to the carpet, but just the captain is the only one immune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So again, there is benefit to being the winning captain, but again, we don't get to choose who our captains are. The captains are assigned based on who the judges and deans want to see more leadership from.
Yes.
So that's how they pick their leaders. Who are our leaders?
Dallas.
Okay, good.
Christy Jo forgot she was here.
Yeah, every week.
And Ina. And as soon as they name the captains, the girls start whispering.
Which is what you do.
They pick their teams super fast. Like before Ina even realizes that she's one of the captains, the teams have already been decided.
I'm going to be honest. Ina being slow on the take is part of her problem in this show in general. She's always a couple steps behind, just like a little bit in La La Land, not paying attention. I think also they were waiting to be told how they were going to pick the teams. Like, are we going to do it like kickball style?
The thing is like, for example, as soon as Christy Jo they said she was captain, she looked over at Jess and they just pointed at each other.
Of course.
Like, that's what we would have done. That's what everyone would have done. So they already, like, silently decided.
Sure.
So Ina's like, okay, you know, like, is like,
all she says at the beginning is, I just don't want to be on a team with Lacey and Brandy C. And so very quickly, Dallas says, Destiny, Heather, you're with me. Christy Jo says, Jessica, Brandy M, you're with me.
And Ina's like, so are we going to pick teams? And they're like, we already have our teams. And she's like, so who's on my team then? And Lacey and Brandy raises her hand. I don't want to be here.
Oh, my God.
And Dallas cannot stop laughing. Dude.
She is cackling like an evil witch.
I love her.
I love her so much.
So we find out from the chief of staff for the Duchess that there are going to be rules to the evening.
A lot of rules. And following these rules correctly to a T without mistake is going to impact your score.
This is so funny.
And your overall value to the Duchess.
I feel like we wrote these rules.
They feel like we wrote
them. They feel like you wrote them. So first, you have to curtsy and bow your head when you meet her.
Reasonable.
Two, never let the Duchess see your back.
It's ugly and flat. Turn it around.
Ugly and flat, and it is a symbol of disrespect.
It's a sin. Hide it from her.
Do not ever turn your back to her. Three, always mind your table manners and eat and drink at the pace of the Duchess. You don't take a fucking bite if she's not taking a bite.
Okay, I think you pull that back a little bit and it's like, let her lead the pace. Sure. Sure. But don't take a bite if she doesn't take a bite. Create some very funny situations. It is moving forward.
So good. So four, when speaking to her, you must address her by her full name, which is
Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Birmingshire, Paige Irwin Crow Harrington.
Fucking dead.
Did a dialect coach think of the words that come most unnaturally after the previous
to your mouth,
one?
Dude, her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Birmingshire, Paige Irwin Crow Harrington. I'm fucking deceased.
And every time.
Every time you address her.
Every time. Okay, so now you guys got all those? Because they have to remember all of this.
Oh, wait, there's two more.
Oh, no.
You can't show any decolletage, which confuses a handful of the ladies.
Primarily Ina. She's never heard the term before. In fairness, let us remember English is not Ina's first language.
That's true.
She's the only person in this group who English is not her first language.
Frenchie would have been fucked in this challenge.
It's true, but also nobody is helping anybody. So just remember that.
And the last rule, no matter what Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Birmingshire, Paige Irwin Crow Harrington says, you must not give her booze.
This is gremlin style rules, y'all.
She can't booze.
She's going to ask. You're going to shut it down.
You have to say
but
no.
But you must do it tactfully. They don't tell them all this. They just say, no matter what, don't give her anything.
Yeah, don't give her any booze.
Okay, so you guys got a good sense of what the fuck's about to go down? Because I do. As soon as I heard those rules, I was like, oh, let's
this
go.
This is so good.
Let's fucking go.
So Ina's team is going to get appetizers.
Yes.
Christy Jo's team is going to get dinner, and Dallas is going to get dessert and tea.
What would you want to do out of all of those? Does one seem easier
I would want
to
get the first one out of the way.
You think?
I would want to do appetizers.
Okay, just I would to be done?
Yes, because I wouldn't want to eat dinner with her because of the eating pace issue. And we find out later it's soup, which also would have been...
We already talked about what that's going to look like. We're just feeding ourselves with our tits. I would have
pulled the straw.
I'm just dipping a tit in there to offset the volume. You're just
dipping a tit in, feeding it to me. I'm dipping a tit in, feeding it to you. Sucking it off like a piece of bread.
Okay, so that's going great. So
dinner is out.
Dinner's out.
What would you have wanted to do?
I think apps too, just because I think... the adrenaline sitting around and waiting. I would rather wait to find out if I'm eliminated than wait to find out if I can do this.
I'm always the one, like, when me and China have gone and gotten tattoos, I'm like, do you want to go first? Because I'll go first. Like, I would rather just fucking get it out of the way. Yeah. I'm like that with shots, blood work, like anything. I'm like, no, let's just do it now. Just want to do it now. You know, like, I'm such an anxious person.
That's fair.
So I can't imagine being the last group too. Because also now you're also suffering all the mistakes of the people before you.
Sure, but
you don't know what kind of mood she's going to be in.
And you don't know what's happened. Right. So you have no frame of reference. You just know she's feeling some type of way.
Right. That's what I mean. It'd be really tough. It'd be tough. Any of it's tough.
I'm with you.
So they all go dress up clean and they start practicing her name, which is hilarious to me. They're all just practicing her name.
They're standing outside dressed like they have a job interview at Kohl's.
Yeah.
And they're all just saying all these words. You heard us stumble over them while we were reading it off a piece of paper, which is what they're doing at this point.
Don't look. What is it?
Her Royal Highness, Duchess of Bermingshire, Paige Irving Crowe Harrington.
Yeah. I think it's Irving, but you were okay. That was, she wouldn't have noticed it. She's British.
Yeah.
She would have thought that's an accent. It is an accent from like Boston from or Missouri.
Something. Okay, you do it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Her Royal Highness.
Yes, her.
His Royal Highness, the Duchess of Bermingshire.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Irving Crowe Harrington.
Hey! Okay, but we're just doing it once right now. Yeah. You have to do it conversationally over the course of a meal where you're also thinking about all those other rules.
I know.
No way.
No fucking way.
I would just not talk. But she does clock them on that.
She does.
She's like, so you guys don't have shit to say?
Right. No, she does. So it's fucking time, you guys. Sharon is going to be watching the entire thing from a TV in her room.
Sharon and Danielle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they line up to welcome the Duchess. They all have their back to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they all fuck up her name.
Every single one says it.
Lacey.
But she says it weird.
She does. She says it very slow. Her Royal Highness, Duchess of Bermingshire.
Shire. many Duchesses of Bermingshire happen.
A ton. It is. They can't get it. Like, no one can get it.
It's fun to watch. And immediately you see Sharon losing her shit and crying. She's dying. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the funny thing is, too, the Duchess stands in front of each one and lets them fuck up for like 45 seconds before she moves to the next. Like,
she lets them each soak it all in. And I do love that.
I love that. It would have been so. I love when other people are uncomfortable.
That's the point of this whole show. That's the point of this whole challenge. Like, if we're not going to make people sweat, what are we doing? But
I don't know if I could have personally let them suffer. Like, I probably would have tried to help them.
She seems to be enjoying herself.
She is.
So she's having a great time.
When she leaves the room,
yes,
the chief comes back in.
Yes, her chief and staff.
And what does he say?
He says to Ina, may I speak to you for a second? He pulls her aside and he says, you've something to cover up a little bit. You've offended Her Highness. And I was like, you didn't say the full thing.
You didn't say it.
You didn't say it. And she panicked. You see it on her face immediately.
She's wearing a fucking... Here's the thing. She's wearing a spaghetti strap backless dress.
She is wearing an evening gown. It does go to the ground. It looks like a prom dress. It looks like a homecoming dress.
But
like,
when you look around the room, everyone else has scarves and shawls and long sleeve shirts. Like, I do have to say, just reading the room,
she was not very perceptive of what people were wearing around her. If she was unsure of the meaning of the word, she should have asked for clarity. Her point is, why would my team not tell me, hey girl, put a sweater
this
on?
This is true. Which is Lacey and Brandy C. That's why.
But also, they're both clearly fully covered up. Brandy C. is buttoned up to her neck. Lacey's wearing a shawl. Ask a question.
Yeah.
Ask a question. So I'm like 50-50 on
it. I'm 50-50 on it.
Because she should have paid attention. I don't care if she didn't know. She should have read the room.
She should have read the room, and also her team should have said something. Like, and they both should have happened.
If she was unsure, she should have asked somebody she trusted, like Destiny.
Right. Or, like, hey, what does that word mean?
Yeah. Why do you look like a pilgrim?
Right.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Tell me more about your pilgrim.
Yeah. Yes. Your pilgrimage.
Yeah. Your pilgrimage. Yes. Please.
So Apps team is up.
Apps team is up. It's Ina, Lacey, Brandy C. As soon as the fucking Duchess comes in, she asks for white wine.
Yeah.
And she does it seamlessly.
Yes.
Because Ina says, can I get you anything? Would you like something to drink? And she said, oh, I would love a glass of white wine. And Ina says, okay, just a second.
And then I think it's Brandy's like, Ina.
Yeah, they give her like the stink eye. And Ina says, oh, actually, I was told not to give you alcohol.
Bitch.
That's not the way to do it.
That is not how you tactfully get out of this situation.
The next team does it the right way, so I won't spoil it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's like looking at camera, like in her one-on-one, she's like, I think I fucked that up. And I'm like, yeah, you think?
She was like, strike two. She was like, first I wore this outfit that offended her. Now I did this. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
In fairness, again, this would have been a totally good opportunity for one of her teammates to save the day. They could have jumped in. As soon as she said, I'm going to go get some, they could have jumped in and said, oh, Ina, remember they said we don't have any wine for this dinner. They could have helped her and thrown her a bone. They did not.
This was very calculated, I think.
Absolutely.
They planned to let her drown.
They are setting her up to fail every chance they can get. Unfortunately, she's just taking more rope every time.
No.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
But they get through it. They all fumble the name a few times.
Yeah, the Duchess does ask Brandy if she meant to dye her hair pink.
I did like that and talks about how awful it looks.
She says, you should wear a cap because your hair is dreadful.
In fairness,
it is.
I love the pink roots.
Oh, do you?
I think they fade out to a really cute color.
They do fade out. Got there, they were like hot pink.
I didn't love that.
But the baby pink looks great.
I think
great.
It's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she put herself together pretty well, so we'll give her that.
She did all right.
It's dinner time.
That's Christy Joe's team.
Christy Joe, Brandy M, and Jessica. And they're all doing this thing where they go to sit down at the table and the Duchess like sits a little bit, then stands up. So it's like church. It's like they're sitting, standing.
But she's not like sitting fully. And yes. So they are trying to keep the pace of what she's doing. So they're almost sitting. It's fucking funny.
Completely silent as well. No one is talking.
Silly to watch these three up, down, up, down, up, down.
And then they're trying to eat at her pace.
And again, it's super.
She brings the soup up, but then like puts it back down.
Oh my God. And she is seamless. She doesn't seem like she's doing anything out of the ordinary, but they are so fucked up.
It is so bad.
So they're so focused on this. They're not talking at all.
And she says like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
you guys have nothing to say. Am I boring you? Am I bad company?
So Brandy is directly to the Duchess's right.
Yes.
And when she says you guys aren't talking, Brandy goes to address her and fucks up her name so hard.
So bad.
That she calls over the chief and is like, can we switch the girls around?
Yeah, I don't want to sit next to her. Because I don't want to sit next to this one. She's a fucking idiot. And can't say my name.
Dumbass.
Incredible. So she switches Brandy and Jessica.
So Jessica comes to the front. Brandy's at the end now and she is feeling horrible.
But also a little relieved. She's also like, okay, Jess, get it, girl.
She looks like a dog that was just kicked, though. She's down there like with her head down.
She didn't do great.
No, it's really bad. Yeah. So Jessica's like, the Duchess of Birmingshire Page Irving Crowe Harrington, what did the fish say when it hit the glass? And the Duchess is like, I don't know what. And she's like, nothing, because fish don't speak. And she pulls the chief over and says, can we switch them again? And then it cuts to Christy Joe sitting next to her.
Fucking brilliant. Also, bitch, who told you to tell a children's joke? It's not even a good joke.
My God.
That wasn't a funny joke.
It was so funny to watch, though.
It was painful. It's also painful.
I'm obsessed. This fucking genius.
So now it's dessert.
It's dessert. Dallas, Heather, and Destiny. And at this point, Sharon is dying.
She is doubled over with tears streaming down her face.
And she tells us the secret,
which is
it's all fake, dude.
Yeah.
This is an actress. Oh my God. I
also want to say, I don't know where I've seen her before, but I've definitely seen her. Really? In something. Yeah. She is so fucking good at this.
She's so good.
She does not miss a beat. She feels so sincere. And she does this like blank stare when you fuck up that makes you know you fucked up.
It's bad.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So she's sitting at the table with these three girls. They're sitting at the same spot the girls were sitting for appetizers.
Heather pours her tea.
Yes.
But she pours it all over the entire room.
The whole table.
The whole room is filled with tea.
The perimeter of the room. She's putting, she's casting a spell.
Right. It's like when you put down bug stuff.
Yeah.
She just does.
Or salt around.
Or salt.
Yeah.
She just does the whole perimeter. Room. She goes around the doors, around the windows.
Of course, like blood. And Duchess is not impressed. Not at all. Heather's she's like shaking off her tea glass, like the thing that goes under the teacup.
The coaster.
It's really fucking bad.
Oh, it's so good.
But Dallas is wonderful. She's super complimentary about like her hat and her outfit.
And Duchess loves it.
Then Duchess starts talking about Spotted Dick.
Yes.
Now, so Spotted Dick looks bomb.
It looks delicious. It looks like a bread pudding. It's
so fucking good. But I
we
do
fuck
have to
with
say,
a bread pudding.
We do fuck with a bread pudding.
Yeah.
It's like a spongy
right.
cake that right. is a little bit small dick shaped, though. It definitely has a head.
I feel like it's more titty shaped.
Really?
I feel like it looks
like a mushroom.
I feel like it looks like the molten lava cake from Chili's.
I thought it looked exactly like that, but if you gave it a head.
Yeah.
Like
and
a dick
it's
head.
Blonde.
And it's blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sure. they pour a cum colored
cum sauce.
A fresh aioli. And there's no spots. I also want to make that clear.
Yeah, should there be?
Yeah, if it's like called Spotted Dick, they should spot it with cinnamon or something.
Yeah, stick some sticks in there.
Yeah, but there's just Spotted Dick jokes all around. So the girls have a trouble not, you know, making jokes about the dick.
Heather can't contain herself.
When the Duchess lines up something like, oh, do you guys love Spotted Dick like I love Spotted Dick? Oh. I would have been like, that's my favorite kind of dick.
They kind of do. They essentially, Dallas is like, hey, she loves dick as much as I do. We do have something in common.
I know, Dallas is like, so fucking witty.
So dry and
I
snappy.
Love it.
I love it. I
but
love
then,
it. I love it.
After the dick. After they all
after
eat
they
the
all
dick.
Get dick in the mouth. Yes.
The Duchess is like, oh, I'd like to look at the books you have in your library. And she stands up. This is the first time.
We have to play the don't turn your back game.
We can't let her see. It is like the world's most uncomfortable dance with no music.
It's fucking hilarious. It's like that scene from the Goth Dance Club.
Yes, from that movie Cradle of Fear.
That we did 100 years ago on the other show where the sound clocked out and it's just so much shuffling.
The shuffling
turning.
Of feet. Oh
God
my
damn it,
God.
It's brilliant. It's so fucking funny. And if we thought Sharon was going to lose it before.
I know. The Duchess, being fully aware sure. of what's going on, is cutting between them in a way that is making it very hard. Hard for them to not show their back
they
to her.
They are spinning out of control. It's
genius.
It's brilliant. It is so embarrassing, so silly, and God damn it, they do not give up.
They do such a good job.
They do it.
Oh my God, it is so fucking good. So after it's all over, Sharon comes in to announce the winning team.
Right.
But first, she clocks a couple people. She's like, Brandy, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Brandy,
you work on your words.
You can't speak.
You gotta get your words right, buddy.
Right. And yeah. I think she clocks someone else, too, from the Ina, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, she just clocks a couple of them.
She does, yeah.
And then she announces the winning team. Who is it? Need help?
Yep.
Dallas's team.
Dallas's team. But she says to Ina, your team would have won it if you had been covered up.
Yeah.
So just want to be clear. Your team did a great job. She enjoyed you the most.
They keep doing this to Ina.
They do keep doing this yeah. to Ina. And I feel like we rarely hear this in any of the other circumstances.
Right.
You would have won, but.
Right.
So this is a moment where I'm like, so the whole team would have benefited from her winning.
Yeah.
But they felt it so important to highlight her as a failure that they put them all at risk. Got it.
They
got
did.
It, got
Good
it.
Job, guys.
So now Dallas's team wins.
So. They all, the two losing teams have to offer up one of the members of their group.
Right.
To go on the carpet, who they think in their group did the worst.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too. And whenever it's, you know, Ina's team.
Yeah.
There's not much argument here.
They go to start discussing it and you can tell that Lacey's already trying to figure out how she's going to spin it. And before she can get her big complicated story out, Ina just says, I'll volunteer. Fucked up.
It's fine.
It was
I mean, she does say, hey, like, you guys also should have told me.
You should have told me, but.
And Lacey snaps back and is like, you should have noticed. And it's like,
Brandy's
whatever.
Like, it's not my job to
Brandy
tell you what to do.
Starts immediately. Yeah. Just like Lacey's Megan. Suddenly, she's her little fucking dog.
She needs somebody to tell her what to think.
Ugh.
That's
so
what
Ina's
she
like, fine, I'll do it.
I'll just do it.
In the other team, they were like, Brandy. Brandy,
yeah. Yeah.
You really fucked up. Like, you couldn't even say her name. It was really bad. And Brandy offers it up and says, fine, I'll go to the carpet.
She says, you're right. I was the weakest link.
Then, later.
Not that much longer.
Like an hour later.
Yeah.
Brandy M takes it back.
She said, I was thinking about it. I've been on the carpet last 2 weeks in a row.
I don't think I deserve to be down there again.
And I'm also pretty sure if I go down there, I'm getting eliminated.
This is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I like Brandy M.
Sure.
I like Christy Joe. I like Jessica.
Like is generous, but overall, I don't have a huge issue with.
Right.
Yes.
What I did not like was how Brandy M started to manipulate Jessica, who's clearly like the most sweet and kind of like,
she is looking for her spot to fit in. She makes it very clear that like she has a hard time sticking up for herself,
which they've clocked her on too. And so Brandy M manipulates this and yeah. says, you want to show that you have a backbone.
This is a good way
to do it. This is a good way for you to do it, to go down on the carpet. And you can tell Jessica's like, this doesn't completely make sense. But then Chrissy Joe chimes in.
Yep. Because she's not going down.
Because she doesn't want to go down.
Because she really didn't do anything wrong, and she was the leader of that group.
Chrissy Joe and Jessica don't deserve to be down there, dude. Brandy M does. I hate to say it, yeah. but like Brandy M is the one who fucked up the most. She deserves to be down there, but she manipulates Jessica into thinking that she should do this yeah. because she needs to prove to them that she has a backbone.
Yeah.
When really she's proving that she doesn't because she got bullied into going into down.
Going down when she wasn't the worst. Yep. No, 100%.
So when we get to the carpet, it's the ceremony. Sharon says, okay, well, who did you guys vote?
Right.
Chrissy Joe raises her hand and says, we voted for me.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really solid because she probably reflected back on that for the rest of the day and yeah. was like, that was fucked up.
And I'm the leader. And as the leader, it's my responsibility. Which I gotta respect correct.
That. Yeah, yes. I respect that.
And she didn't discuss it with them, which I think was better because she was like, we don't need to have an argument about it. Right. I'll just take it.
So she says, it was me. I'm coming down. Jessica raises her hand and says, absolutely not.
That's not what we agreed on. We decided it would be me. I should come down.
This turns into a huge argument and they're just yelling over each other.
And you see it in Sharon's face immediately. She's like, Jesus fucking Christ. I ask you to do the simplest thing and yeah. you guys can't not fight. You have to fight about something.
I know. She sends Chrissy Joe back.
Yeah.
She says, Jessica, were you the one they voted? Chrissy Joe, go back.
Yeah.
Then why are you here? Brandy M, you need to be down here.
Yeah. You were clearly the worst. And then they get into Jessica saying, well, I need to be braver, stronger, and they call her out on
that. And they call her out on that, too. Yeah. You said you wanted to have a backbone, but then you snapped your backbone and came down here because they bullied you.
Now she's fucking sobbing.
She's fucking crying. Brandy M's fucking crying. And she says, Ina, this is Sharon. Mrs. Ina, why the fuck didn't you look around the room and see that everybody else was covered up?
Yeah.
Like, you can blame your teammates all day. Sure. But you should have seen that. You should have noticed
you
that.
Need
that's
to use
on you.
Deductive reasoning yeah. to be, in this setting, use your fucking brains.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jessica, they go hard on her about being a pushover. And there are certain people that cry.
Yeah.
That make me very sad.
Yeah, because it's sincere. Because you can tell she feels fucking bad about herself.
When she was crying, like, I was having
getting
trouble.
Getting choked
up. Yeah, because she's just so sweet. She's and sincere. I want good things for her.
I know. When Brandy C. cries, I'm
like,
girl.
Oh, girl.
Get a glass of water. Take a walk around
Take
the
a
block.
Walk.
Because Brandy C. cries every 45 minutes.
All the
minutes.
Time. Jessica, it just, like, it's coming from such a sincere place.
She's genuinely disappointed
yes,
in herself.
Yes, and it's so sad.
And she really didn't realize she was being a pushover.
I know.
Until they told
I know.
Her. And she, I think she's really
I
upset.
I think she's upset with herself for letting all of that happen. Yeah. And then it's Brandy M., you're down here. A lot, Mrs.
Yeah.
But you did try hard.
You
even
did.
Though
you were fucked up. You were right. a mess. You tried.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back up. You're safe.
That was lucky.
And then she says, you girls each have one last chance to plead your case. And they do. They both say they deserve to be here. Whatever.
They say
whatever.
Basically the same thing.
And Sharon says, Ina, you messed up and you're just not keeping pace with everybody else. You are expelled.
I think it was the right decision.
It was the right decision.
She gave her many tries. This is episode 5.
Also, the last episode with our boyfriend Jeffrey.
Yes.
She dressed fucked up.
Yeah.
Now she dressed fucked up again.
She's it's not this... great at interviews.
Yeah.
That's not her strength.
Sorry, Ina.
I hope she learned something from this. I mean, I think she did learn presentation matters.
Yes.
And she was doing her best. And I really do think she picked the fanciest thing she
had.
I think that's how she chose it. It yeah. was like the fanciest thing in her closet. I don't think she understood what they were being told to do.
No.
Genuinely.
Makes me sad
it
for
makes
her.
Me so sad.
But at the same time, it's
Girl,
time for Ina to go.
Look
it was
around
her
the room.
Time. It was her or Brandy M.
Yeah.
Like, one of them needed to go. When they sent Brandy M back up, I was like, they better not let Jess go.
So that was 9 girls at the beginning of this episode. That means we're down to 8 moving into episode 6.
Oh, my God. I can't
we're like,
wait.
We're, like, almost done with this
we're
shit.
We're almost done with this.
God bless it. I am loving this. It's moving fast. I don't even remember what next week's episode is
I don't
about
know.
But I'm
I don't know
excited.
Either. Oh, they have to do fucking public service announcements.
Oh,
about
fuck
sex
about
and-
sex. Oh, fuck, this one's going to be
this
good.
This one's going to be good, everybody.
This is going to be good.
All right, stay tuned.
Keep it real.
Yeah, boy.
If we put our boobs together, we can think better.
Bitch, I will be ignorant all over your ass.
I'm sorry, but I cannot keep my clothes on.
Where's the garbage?
No. Right there.